Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome once again to a long, long, long overdue edition of ATF Live. I am your host, Tony. It's been a long time since we've all sat down together. There's been a lot happening. We're actually also streaming live if you go to YouTube and, not YouTube, I'm sorry, Ustream. Look for ATF Live. Make sure that levels are set right here. ATF Live is where it's at. On Ustream, come find us right there. Lots and lots and lots going on right now. I've got to tell you what's been going on. Wow, a lot actually has been going on. Pretty much basically what's happened is back in last year, 2011, around September, I had a mouth stroke. And it's kind of left me with Bell's palsy. So those that are watching me right now live can see my face is not working. This side right here is really not working at all. You can see, you know, real exciting. So also, I had some issues with my license, which was pretty much gone for about 4 months. And the only access I had was the Metro. And not going to take it to Disneyland because it would take forever, never. And it cost a lot of money. The closest I had was Universal Studios. And, yes, Universal Studios. I know. I know Bob from the old Beyond Main Street would love to hear all that information. But we're not going to talk about that, are we? No. But I did do some binaural audio while I was there. I thought I'd bring that to you. But we do have some Disney here at the end. I'm going to basically play some of Jack Wagner's bloopers. So just so you guys all know, it's G-rated all the way up until we play Jack Wagner's. So I'd say PG-13, just to be on the safe side. So there you go. What else has been happening? My license is back. I'll be going back to the park. It's just a matter of having some money. I changed jobs. I'm now currently working as a security guard in Pasadena for a golf country club. Golf's not really my thing. Miniature golf, yeah, that's fine. No problem with that at all. miniature problem, yeah, no problem. But unfortunately, it's only part-time, and I don't have any full-time, so I'm doing the best I can and trying to just get things going. So basically, about a month ago, I made my way down to Universal Studios to, had to take the Metro. No, I didn't. Did I at the time? Yeah, I probably did. What I got for you? I got a lot for you, actually. This is kind of a winged, show. I'm unscripted because I got things moving around. I'm trying a different configuration. A new broadcaster with Ustream and like this. So basically, the newest thing at Universal Studios, other than them bringing Harry Potter. Harry Potter. We'll talk that. Nah, we're not going to talk about that. Was King Kong 3D. It's a very, very long, it's about 100-something long screen, about 40 feet high, high-definition projection. And everywhere you sit is a different experience. But I have the audio of it for you. I was probably in the second or third car. So let us enjoy as we get a little scared with the King Kong 3D.
It's the original King Kong that made me want to direct movies. I saw that movie on TV when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I wanted to become a filmmaker.
Yeah.
I like films that just take you away from your real life and sweep you up into adventure. Kong literally does that. I mean, you're on board the ship, you're sailing to a lost island, you're encountering monsters and creatures from, prehistoric times. So I was thrilled when Universal invited me back to Skull Island, and it's great to have you along for the ride. Now, we have created this 3D immersive experience, so you're going to have your glasses ready. Don't put them on yet, but just have them in your hand because we're about to return to Skull Island.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Skull Island.
Are King Kong 360 in 3D. It's actually pretty good. I mean, it's not the greatest in the world, but it does its job. And then, of course, as you go on the tour, they do all sorts of other stuff. Cool, whoopee, yippee, dippee. But there's something that's been there a long time ago, and that is Earthquake. So let us all enjoy a 8.4, I believe, simulation of the Earthquake, the big one.
I'm going to demonstrate for you a great special effect, a simulated 8.3 Earthquake. You will be safe. Just please stay seated. Hold on to all your personal belongings. All right, I'll be the director on the demonstration. Quiet on the set, please. Quiet on the set. Places, please. And action. We start off with a little rock and roll.
Thank you.
obviously not the greatest tour guide in the world, but you get the idea. I don't know why I ended up getting some really bad tour guides there, but there you are. Now, of course, later on after you do the tour, you have other things to do. So I decided to make myself, you know, useful, go down over to the new ride, the Simpsons, which is where the old Back to the Future used to be. And it's cool. I still miss Back to the Future. It should never been taken out. But hey, what can you do? It's like, you know, let's remove the Country Bears from Disneyland too, huh? Yeah. Good thinking. Yeah, that should work. But let us come down to... Well, I can't remember the name of the place, but let's go to the Simpsons ride for you. You can tell it's been a while since I've done this, huh? Because I got my mixer board over here off to the side a little bit because I just made this real quick put together. And let us all get a donut, shall we?
Dough!
With the Simpsons.
Extensive training course and not wear facial hair. Enjoy yourself, but keep the screaming down. I have a math test to study for. If I don't get a C, I get kicked out of the audiovisual club.
Taken over every area of the park. There's no place you'll be safe from me. And now enjoy a ride that's about to be demolished while you're riding it.
A roller coaster.
I'm scared, Dad.
Sweetie, they won't kill you in an amusement park as long as you have a dime left in your pocket.
There's nothing you can do. You're about to die.
You sound like my doctor.
Kindest cut of all!
if you destroy Springfield.
And there you are. That was the Simpson ride. And of course, who cannot do Universal without doing the next ride up for grabs? That's right. And I'm talking about The Mummy, Revenge of the Mummy. And let's take a listen, shall we? Sit on down and enjoy.
Now we have kept the area around us in its natural state. I'm always amazed, though, amidst the wilderness around us.
I mean just up ahead at the end of the tour, I'm fired.
The corner, we have ancient Egypt. Well, it's actually sets we started to build for our remake of The Mummy, written and directed by Stephen Sommers. Now, the crew members that worked on these sets swear they saw real-life scarab beetles scurrying around and ghostly figures hovering up above them. Because of that, these sets shut down, and the entire production moved to London. Recently, another production came up here to film with Whoopi Goldberg. You know what? Come to think of it, lately we have not seen Whoopi up in this area. Well, anyway, since the sets are here, hold on, stay seated. We're going in to the Mummy's tomb. It'll be dark in here. Coming up on your right, scarab beetles in a coffin. Check it out, right side. Oh boy, it's getting much darker up ahead. Not a good sign. No, folks, not a good sign at all. What was that? Hold on. Are loose in the tunnel. Look around. Oh, there's Whoopi. Hey, Whoopi, you look great. How's it going?
This is not good.
What do you mean that's not? Look out, Whoopi. I'm really glad we all survived that. Hey, what are you looking at? Do I have something on my face? Just Beetlejuice. I can wipe it off. Nothing to worry about. Come Congratulations, we just survived the curse of the mummy's tomb. Won't we also survive?
All right, there you go. I do apologize. I thought that was the mummy ride, but it was the mummy attraction. I still don't have my motor skills down to par, but then again, when I didn't have this thing, who said I did in the first place? Well, anyway, there you are. That's the mummy attraction on the tour. It's my first day. What can you do, right? All right, so now it's time to do a little something Disney-ish. This is where it gets PG-13, so if you have kids and you want to hear words like beep and beep and beep, well, not really, but it's PG-13, just be on the safe side. It's Jack Wagner doing some announcements and then the bloopers that come with it. So let us listen to that and enjoy, and I got some more information for you after this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at 11 o'clock this afternoon, what am I saying? Ladies and gentlemen, in just about 5 minutes, as part of our special Viva Mexico entertainment, Disneyland will present Antonio Bravo, Mariachi Los Gallos, Rubén Rodríguez, and Conjunto Jarocho. From ballads and bop to ragtime and rock, America Sings is one of the most magical whirlwind adventures ever. So bring your whole family out and see Disneyland. I don't like the way I said that. One, two, one. Wait a minute. This extremely prestigious group had never rang the phone before. Ladies and gentlemen, due to inclement weather, Walt Disney World's cavalcade of characters has been canceled. And so is the announcement. Let's go backstage and see how the show is produced. Oh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland is proud to present this wrong announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is a Walt Disney World special program reminding. If anyone ever doubted the impact of the Disney name on the public, Mickey's 50th birthday would surely convince them of it. Animation seems to satisfy, as few other things do, man's universal desire to swallow. There are winding streets, ornate iron trellised balconies, things falling on the table. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our grand finale. To honor America on this very special evening that what? Disneyland is proud to present the Excelsior High School Pilot Marching Band from what the hell is that name? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, why is that? Engineers and draftsmen designing new attractions and adventures for... Engineers and draftsmen designing new attractions and adventures for Disneyland's worlds of Hasika Pasmina. Remember, the speaker also has emotional blind spots that affect his point of view. You can't accept what he says as face value any more than you can reject it. Aw, piss on it. We'll take you to Orange County, close to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and Lion Country. Oh, this is sick of fuss, son of a bitch. The finished clay figure is then molded and fabricated into a plastic material ready for the life-giving mechanisms and animation. Experts in the fields of... At dusk, attention turns to the exciting covered luau area, where guests are entertained by an authentic Polynesian luau dinner and show, complete with... Ladies and gentlemen, due to high wind conditions above Disneyland, we are unable to talk properly because we're having a martini at lunch. During fiscal 1978, for the first time, we made a limited number of non-classic Disney films available to the cable television. Among them, 101 Dalmatians, Snowball Express, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, and The Lady is a Tramp. Main Street is also the home of the Walt Disney Story, a stirring, free attraction offering rare film footage showing the... Disneyland is proud to present the Atascadero High School Band. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you are in Walt Disney World, we direct your attention to the sky over Cinderella Castle as we present our nightly fireworks spectacular, Fantasy in the Sky. It's difficult for any of us to believe, but the year 1980 will mark the 25th birthday of one of the most important entertainment milestones of this century. The happiest place on earth, Disneyland in Anna Shit.
Sure, it's Azealia's Pie. Donald Neal, be right over. Sure, it's as easy as pie. Donald Neal, be your... God damn it.
Entertainment is basically the act of communicating with an audience. Whether that audience is sitting in a movie theater or steeding through the starlit world of a spicy... What is that, steeding? Disney people often point out that they are by far their own worst critics. They are constantly fit-picking. Jesus.
One day, a handsome prince and his hunting partner... I can't do that word. Okay, come on. Can we have a group rate for the arcade? That's wild.
All right, do it again. Take two.
Can we have a group rate for the arcade
machines? Wait a minute, he did it again. Take three.
Can we have a group rate for the arcade machines? Harold, we've got to go to the pool, garden, and patio living show this week at the L.A. Sports Arena. They've got hundreds of ideas on how to turn our backyard into a vacation paradise. And besides, I'd like to see the $250,000 display of prize organs. I don't know, she just fell over. Come on, and besides, back to the and besides.
Let's take it from the top. All right. Take six.
Harold. It's going.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the eve of our nation's birthday, may we ask you all to rise and join with us in singing Irving Berlin's musical question, God Bless America. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, on the eve of our nation's birthday, may we ask you all to rise and join with us in singing Irving Berlin's music... No, three. Ladies and gentlemen, on the eve of our nation's birthday, may we ask you all to rise... The parade will begin at It's a Small World, proceed down Matterhorn Road, around Plaza Hub, up Main Street, and out through It's a Small Town Square. Oh, shit.
Yes, there you go. That's Jack Wagner's bloopers. Kind of like when I mess up, it's more like... Totally like that. Yes, indeed. Oh, so there you go. So that is pretty much what I have to play for you guys today. But I do have a special announcement that I'd like to do. I've been working on a special project with John Corigliano, and I better just let the trailer play for you right now. Something exactly like this. Well, maybe it just wants to work today. Oh yeah, gotta love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Corigliano, and get ready to see Walt Disney World like you've never seen it before.
Above the Firehouse presents a look at the Disneyland Resorts with Tony Pascal in Anaheim, California, and John Corigliano in Orlando, Florida. These are the resorts in high definition.
Yes, indeed, you're saying high definition. Okay, well, everybody's doing high definition. But, well, here's the catch, okay? Yes, there's a catch. Check this out, okay? Now, okay. All right, everyone has a high definition feed, blah, 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 right? But you're only limited by the speed of your internet. And I'm taking it to the next level. So I am offering, pretty soon you guys can pre-order this DVD series from California and Orlando, Florida in high definition. But the only way I can bring that to you is in the Blu-ray format. Yes, indeed, the first podcast to ever offer Blu-ray, at least I know of. My footage that I've been shooting for a long time, going on the rides, doing the shows, just giving you that ultimate experience, and a lot of it recorded in binaural audio. So you can know that that's going to be a quality product. Blu-ray, people. Blu-ray. Who's doing it? Me. The very first one to offer you this. Yes, indeed, it's crazy. So if you guys bear with me, soon you'll start seeing some announcements to pre-order it, and it's going to be really cool. I will also put the trailer that you just heard. There's also a video that goes with it as well. Actually, what I'll do is I'll tell you the link if you want to go watch it yourself. Pretty much go to abovethefirehouse.com/HD_intro. You type that in, and you can watch it on your internet. And also, we're also recording this live on Ustream, and it'll go on YouTube. I'm using my new UVerse connection that I got. I have a 24 megabyte down and a 3 megabyte upload. So it's better than what we used to have. The quality is much better, I hope. And we'll definitely let me know what's going on. If you want to contact me, get a hold of me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Also, we do have a special going on for those that enjoy the Golden Horseshoe. We have a special 2-disc combo right now. If you go to abovethefirehouse.com/GHS-Taylor, that's TAYLOR.PHP, you can purchase our 2-disc set for, I believe it is for $19.99 and shipping and handling. I'm not sure, but I might just, you know, eliminate shipping and handling. I haven't figured out yet what to do with that. Now, that's 2 discs. That comes with the Golden Horseshoe Review tribute DVD with Wally Bogue, probably the last public performance on DVD that you saw of Wally, that I edited with Carlene Thee of A-Pen Publishing. Also, the Betty Taylor Storage, where Carlene and I went into Betty Taylor Storage after she moved away, and it was over at least 20 years or something in that storage, and we got a chance to open it up, take things out, and go through it. That is there. We get to see dresses, archives, a lot of stuff, and Disney did buy some of those archives, some of her dresses, her mirrors. So if you're a fan of the Golden Horseshoe Review, it's a must-see 2-disc set. And, you know, it's kind of a way to pay tribute, because you guys know that they both did pass away within a day of each other. So, yeah. So, yeah, it is. Okay, I'm looking right now. It's $19.99 plus $5 in shipping. That's 2 discs. So, also on the Betty Taylor Storage, you have my ATF podcast, video cast, where I went and I also interviewed Carlene as well. And we kind of talk about some of the other things that we didn't, you know, video. Well, we videotaped, but we didn't put it in the DVD, but we talked about it on the podcast as well. And that's pretty much what's going on. If you also go to abovethefirehouse.com/blog, you'll start seeing the new portal that I'll be doing for the website. That's something I'm working on as well, where you can actually see us stream live right now. You can go there. And once again, I do apologize for those that are just joining us now that have been listening. I did have a mild stroke in September of last year, and so now I have Bell's palsy, so part of my face doesn't work, and my motor skills aren't always up to par as they are right now. Well, not right there, you know what I'm saying, but pretty much got that going on. Go on our website, abovethefirehouse.com. Purchase our T-shirts, our swag, while you can. We also have forums that have come back up. So register now, it's free. You can get some of the latest info there that we didn't get a chance to announce. And I've been thinking of some other stuff to do with ATF. I'm going to be going back to the park soon, now that I'm able to drive again. And, you know, oh, here I am talking in the background. Ha, 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 ha. And, you know, just get back and record some stuff. Also, check our audio feed, our video feeds on the same one. There's just more that I'm adding. Jason's going to be adding more stuff. Also, I'm looking for photographers. If you're a photographer and you go to the park and you have yourself a nice camera and you want to take pictures for us and send them in, we can get a gallery for you on the website, please do so. Email me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com as well. And we'll be doing that for that. So, That's how you do it, like that. All right, so that is going to conclude Above the Firehouse podcast number 47. as well. Just don't forget, a lot of stuff coming from us. I'll be putting a link to where you can get a hold and pre-order the Blu-ray. It's going to probably be a disc or maybe two. We're not sure as of yet. But more coming your way. We're also doing ATF podcast, or an ATF live, actually. We'll get Jason on via Skype and we'll bring him in. Like you guys that were joining us, we had John Crigliano on as well. I can throw us all together. I've got really cool software here. This is fun.
This is fun.
Also, if you'd like to also support ATF, there is a link on the main page, abovethefirehouse.com. You can recur as much, just about $3, $5, or whatever you'd like to as well, just to help that out. All of it goes right back into the podcast 100%. And, it just helps for the bandwidth, the internet, going to the park and stuff like that. My pass is expiring at the end of April, so I'm going to be pushing as much, travels as I can over there also, as my schedule allows. And don't forget, now, Paul Berry of Only Do the Magic, he lives out in that area, so it's easier for him to get out there. I want to thank you guys for listening to me. I'm going to probably have maybe a listener meeting there every once in a while, but I'm not sure. It all depends on, my scheduling right now, and I'm just trying to balance it out so I can still go back to the park, which I used to do, every other week. And I do miss going to the park every other week. It's kind of crazy. I'm jonesing right now. If you want to follow us on Twitter, ATF Podcast. Pretty much everything is ATF Podcast. If you go on the AOL Instant Messenger, our Skype is 8PT_A_Productions. For that, more coming your way. I'm also on Google Plus. Just look for me, Tony Pascal, PASCALE. I'm everywhere. Also, check us out on Facebook. Just look for my name. And I also have a fan page for the Above the Firehouse podcast. I don't know what else to say other than, I thank you guys for having the patience to listen to me blabber and try to do a show, as best as I can. More coming your way as I get better. My high blood pressure is still around. My borderline diabetes is bouncing on. I have lost a lot of weight, though, but I got a lot more to do. It's not over yet. And, every time I do cheat, and when I eat, I think I should hear this noise right here. Oh. All right, so thank you. This is Above the Firehouse Podcast. My name is Tony, and we'll see you real, real soon. Yes, indeed. That's wrong with my first day here, see? Ha-ha!
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.